Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Live from New Rochelle, New York, Westchester Talk Radio presents West Fair Communications Women in Food and Beverage event going on here at VIP Country Club in New Rochelle. How are you doing? I'm June Cleefield, your co-host, along with my good friend Laura Smith and the mixmaster Matty the K. McCain, the extraordinary engineer that he is. We want to let you know we are produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Hightower, Westchester. Your wealth is managed to a fiduciary standard. White Plains Hospital. Exceptional every day. Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Robeson, the house that Service built, and Acorda Therapeutics.
Life science.
Yes, it is, Mixmaster Matt. Don't forget, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes through the App Store, Westchester Talk. Like us on Facebook at Westchester Talk Radio, and you can follow us on Instagram, too. We are at Shark Creative. And yes, we are coming to you live from the VIP Country Club in New Rochelle for this West Fair Communications event. And just to give you a little bit of background, what it is, an opportunity for people from Westchester, even Fairfield counties, to come hear from entrepreneurs who have transformed their careers in the food, beverage, and hospitality industries. And as a matter of fact, one of our guests representing hospitality will speak more with us about that. And as part of the event, there's a roundtable discussion during which guests can hear from women who have transformed their careers, and they'll also give some advice as well on how to invigorate, grow your business, and also gain access to capital. That's just a small sample size. And as I look around this room, again, we have vendors from all many different walks of business here in the Westchester area, and that's some of the things you'll see. And my first guest to lead things off today, we have Jacqueline Polikoff, and again, she is with Courtyard Travel. And what's your title with them?
Well, thank you for having me. My title is a luxury travel advisor with Courtyard Travel. We are a travel agency based in Great Neck, New York, but we also do have a presence in Westchester County.
So what brings you out here today? What is the significance of your being here? Again, hospitality is also just as important as the food and beverage aspect of this. So where do you bring to the table as far as hospitality?
Correct. Well, hospitality also includes travel. Food and beverage is so important when one travels. And with any itinerary that I put together or anybody from my agency puts together, is we try to give people a local flavor, you know, tapping into the food, the drink, the lifestyle. So hospitality is a huge part of the travel industry.
How has the travel industry evolved over the years with the advent of high technology and social media in particular?
Well, the travel industry has grown exponentially, and thank you to all the social media people are posting all the time. And the internet does play a huge factor in our business. There is tremendous access to all types of travel, but sometimes that can be overwhelming for people to go and decipher through all the information. So that's where we come in, and we can help people choose a destination and plan the itinerary from beginning to end, and then throw in a couple of perks here and there.
Well, I want to ask you about your travel agents in general, because that role has changed a lot because of high technology. I mean, I guess gone are the days, perhaps, maybe you just call the travel agent for your destination, because a lot of people do go online, but it seems to me like that you can still talk to a live person to set up your destination wherever you're going, right? It really hasn't gone out of style, if you will.
No, it really hasn't. And if anything, it's really grown in the last few years again. My agency was started by the two founders over 30 years ago. So they've weathered many, many, many storms. We have agents who have been in the business 25 plus years. So they've seen the highs and the lows, but people really need help now. And a lot of people don't have time to research and figure out where it is to go, where to stay, what to do when they get there. So that's where we come in, and we can help them with every facet of the itinerary, from the car service to the airport to the car service home and everything in between. Visas, passports, you know, there's lots of laws changing now with the Real ID Act. So that's where we come in to really help educate people and make the experience seamless.
Yeah, good point about that Real ID Act, because as we hear in a couple of years from now, everybody has to upgrade their driver's licenses. I know people use a passport if they don't have a regular license to travel, but you navigate them through all of the steps to get through their destination, because it's not just simply getting on that plane and getting to your destination anymore. There's so many levels you have to go through to get to where you want to go. It's not as easy anymore.
That's very true. You have to have a lot of patience.
Yeah. And do you draw a lot of your clientele mainly from the Westchester area, New York City area? Where does it come from for you? Yeah,
well, we have clients from all over the country, because we do have offices in different locations, Florida, California, and in New York. But mostly my client base is from the Westchester, New York City, and Long Island area, some in Connecticut. So, but we're always expanding, and we're always here to help anybody who needs help with travel.
That being said, anybody would like more information about Courtyard Travel, they can reach you by phone, they could go on the web, they can do all of that?
Yes, we're at courtyardtravel.com.
Courtyardtravel.com, and they can get all the information to their fingertips. If they have a specific question in mind as to where they want to go or what they have to bring, any questions they might have, there's really no question that's not going to be unanswered.
Absolutely.
All right, Jacqueline Polakoff, Courtyard Travel. Thanks so much for joining us. Have fun today, all right?
Thank you very much for having me.
Thanks for coming on with us. Jacqueline Polakoff again with Courtyard Travel. Again, they're based in Great Neck, Long Island, New York. My old stomping grounds where I was born many years ago, but also they service Westchester, really the entire country as well. This is Westchester Talk Radio, produced by Shark Creative. We're broadcasting live from the VIP Country Club in New Rochelle for the West Fair Communications Women in Food, Beverage, and Hospitality event, all three of those. I'm Jim Cleafield. Laura Smith will join us momentarily. We'll step aside for this break right after this with more.
At Indian Point, we've helped power Westchester and New York City for about four decades. Recently, as part of an agreement with New York State, we are working toward an early and orderly shutdown of the facility by 2021. Until then, we'll continue safely generating about 25% of the reliable, round-the-clock electricity that powers the city and Westchester, all with virtually no greenhouse gas emissions. Safety is, as it always has been, the top priority for everyone at the plant. We will continue to keep Indian Point fully staffed, and full-time inspectors from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission will monitor our daily operations. We'll also continue to play an important role in our community as a taxpayer and active participant in local charities. Indian Point Energy Center is still working for you, and it's our honor to continue to serve the people of New York. If you have questions about our ongoing operations, please visit safesecurevital.com.
You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio,
powered by Shark Media, a division of Shark Creative,
and made possible by Entergy Indian Point Energy Center.
Visit safesecurevital.com.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, where we're broadcasting live today from the beautiful VIP Country Club in New Rochelle, New York, overlooking the water. We're produced today by Shark Creative, and we're made possible by Entergy Indian Point Energy Center, Durante Rentals, Reverso Associates, J.P. McHale Pest Management, Michael Labriola Incorporated, and Salem Golf Club. So today is really special, and I've already partaken of all the spoils and riches here at what is this great event, Women in Food, Beverage, and Hospitality. Not the place to be if you're like watching your calories, but absolutely beautiful, and it's wonderful. It's just a great atmosphere of different business women and people that are showing off their wares and their food and their different things that we have great offerings of different things here, even from salt caves to olive oil. I mean, it's the whole range because, again, food, beverage, and hospitality. Well, I have with me today, so the first person I met here today was Donna Massaro. She's a member of the Professional Women of Westchester and Putnam. It's a networking organization, but she is also the owner and chef of the Freight House Cafe. Welcome.
Thank you so much. Great to be here.
I love it. The Freight House Cafe. In fact, I saw the van when I was pulled in, and I was like, that looks cool. What is that? So I'm more from this area. You're up in Hopak, you said.
I am, yes.
So tell us about your little cafe, or is it a big cafe?
It's a little cafe. The building was built in 1872.
Oh, wow.
It was the first freight house built for the Old Putt Railroad line.
Oh, wow.
And when I came there, it was completely empty. It was just storage, and I turned it into a cafe.
How wonderful.
It's wonderful.
What a feeling you must have there.
Yes, it's great.
I come from a long line of railroad people in my family, my grandparents and my great-grandparents and all that.
Oh.
So I'm particularly drawn to anything to do with the railroad. But the freight house, so does it still have original features?
It has the four original walls, the floor and the ceiling, and three sliding doors, pocket doors. It's wonderful.
Pocket doors.
Yeah,
oh, fantastic.
Yes.
So what made you decide? You're very young, and yet
Thank you
decided to open this cafe. It's like, that's also a dream. How did you do it? How did you make it happen? And tell us what some of the specialties there.
Okay, well, I've always loved to cook, and I went to culinary school in my 30s and completely fell in love. I've been in this industry since I'm 13 years old. And I moved to Lake Tahoe, California for a short time, came back here and decided that I need to bring a piece of Tahoe with me.
Now, what does that mean,
A piece of Tahoe, it was magical, it was peaceful, it was a Zen land, and we didn't really have anything in Mahopac, being born and raised there,
yes,
that represented that.
Okay. Okay.
So we needed it. And I shop local. Everything is from the USA except for my avocados.
Mm-hmm.
We use local farms, Bat and Kill farms for our milk.
Yes.
We try to keep it as local as possible, organic when necessary.
Oh, I love that.
We're open 7 days a week, Monday through Friday from 8 to 3, and Saturdays and Sundays 9 to 1. We do live music Saturday nights.
Oh, fun.
All local musicians.
My gosh.
It's really, really wonderful.
This sounds terrific, but it sounds like it's mostly a breakfast and lunch.
Breakfast and lunch, and then we serve light food on Saturday nights. I get my ground beef for burgers from Hemlock Hills Farms in Yorktown.
Oh, my goodness. It really is locally sourced.
It is.
Now, tell us some of your special dishes and besides those burgers.
We do nice flatbreads. I have a nice avocado flatbread that's toasted with an avocado spread and sauteed veggies.
Mm.
We do green juicing.
Oh, I love that.
Oh, it's so delicious.
Could you please open one down here? Please. I live in Larchmont right next to New Rochelle where we are. I'd love a Freight House Cafe. You just need to find another little historical building.
Right.
It sounds absolutely amazing.
Thank you. You're
not only the chef, but you're the owner. Lots of business management skills that need to be thrown in with your artistry in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Are you able to do it?
I am. We're in 8 years now, and no longer a statistic. I'm finding it easy because it's my passion.
Okay.
And I love waking up and going to work every day. So I've learned to balance my time.
People must love coming in there.
I love it so much.
With your warmth.
Really,
it's like a throwback time.
It is.
To when things were warm, simple, and welcoming.
Absolutely.
And we need that so much in this world right now.
We sure do.
You are filling a need in a niche.
Thank you.
And that is just fabulous. I would love to see pictures of your place.
Oh,
and
I'll show you. Yeah.
Yes, when we get offline. But again, it's the Freight House Cafe. Tell us the exact address in Mahopac. We say Mahopac, you say
Mahopac
because you're from there.
609 Route 6 in downtown Mahopac. It's right behind Salon Uccelli's and Putnam Music Center.
Okay.
And it's right off the Putnam County bike trail.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So people can stop in when they're going off for a bike ride with their family or whatever. How many people can you fit in the restaurant?
We seat 24 people inside and 18 outside. I have an outside deck.
Oh, it just sounds... What kind of music do you have on Saturday nights?
All different kinds of music. We do different genres. We do jazz. We do rock. We do originals.
My goodness.
So it's
this sounds amazing.
On our website.
I love it. What's the website?
It is thefreighthousecafe.com.
Easy.
Yeah.
Thefreighthousecafe.com. Donna Massaro, owner and chef.
Thank you so much.
Great to have you
Thank
today.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it a lot.
Go women.
Yes,
I love it. Wonderful
Thank
stuff.
You.
And once again, we're here at the VIP Club in New Rochelle overlooking the water as we are really gearing up and getting into what is the Women in Food, Beverage, and Hospitality. Fantastic event. Highly creative. Delicious to boot. Come and join us. Westchester Talk Radio's Laura Smith broadcasting live from today's great event at the VIP in New Rochelle.
When considering a building or renovation project, you need someone on your side. An experienced and knowledgeable company with expertise in planning, budgeting, organization, and control. Whether the project is a house, a school, a retail location, or an office building, you need Reverso Associates on your side. They're focused on two things: to provide or assist in the management of building programs from the earliest planning through occupancy, and to provide a flexible, experienced management consulting capability specializing in the needs of the construction industry. With a staff of architects, engineers, construction managers, estimators, construction accountants, schedulers, draftsmen, and other specialists, and with experience from over 1,000 projects, Reverso Associates can meet your needs effectively. When deciding on any type of construction project, or if a project is heading in the wrong direction, you need the expertise and experience of Reverso Associates on your side. Call for a consultation, 914-723-3474, or visit reversoassociates.com. Reverso Associates, a team of experts to get the job done.
Somers to Yonkers, Tarrytown to Portchester.
We've got Westchester covered.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, where we're broadcasting live today from the VIP Club, Country Club in New Rochelle, New York. We're being produced today by Shark Creative. We're also made possible by Entergy Indian Point Energy Center, Hightower Westchester, White Plains Hospital, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Robeson, and Accorda Therapeutics. Well, here I am today at a really wonderful event, Women in Food, Beverage, and Hospitality, something women do really well. However, behind every great woman, or not every, but a lot of great women, are some really great men. Wade Haskins is my guest right now. He is known as the pizza maker of the Big Green Truck, New York. Welcome.
Thank you. I appreciate it. How are you?
I'm good. Now that I had, don't tell your table over there, I took three slices of your pizza.
That's
three.
Right. We may be able to slip you another one afterwards.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so this pizza is outrageously delicious. The Big Green Truck. Tell us the concept. It's cool. It's interesting. And, yes, the pizza is to die for. So talk about it.
Thank you. So it starts off, it's a 1948 International Harvester. We found the cab in Indiana, and then we fitted it with a brick oven on the back. And we put everything else that's necessary in order to run an efficient restaurant, basically, off the back of a truck.
I'm from Indiana. So, yeah.
There
so,
you go.
Yeah. Northern Indiana. It's the RV capital of the world. So they have lots of trucks and all sorts of cool vehicles and stuff like that. And you guys decided to build a pizza truck. Now, is it a pizza oven on there?
Yep. We actually had an oven shipped over from Italy.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. A real legitimate brick oven from Italy. So it can't get any more authentic than it is now.
Well, what I love about this pizza, because I grew up overseas and I'm used to more, you know, European and Italian style pizza, it's thin crust.
Yep.
But it is delicious. I mean, we are talking so many different flavors. I just had a mashed potato, slice of mashed potato pizza.
Yep, mashed potato, bacon, caramelized onions, put a little bit of garlic on there, spits of black pepper, and some fresh mozzarella, and you're pretty much good to go from
it's
there.
It's really amazing pizza. Right. And I had two slices of your broccoli white pizza. Just so good. So beautiful. So the concept is people can hire your truck to go to come to their house party or whatever. Is that what it is?
Yep. So basically what they would do is that they would hire us for an event such as like a birthday party or a graduation or, you know, even wedding rehearsals. Last year we did over 90 wedding rehearsals.
90 wedding rehearsals.
Yep. So, I mean, if you ever have an issue with, you know, food ever being a problem, you know, or like problematic or anything like that, you have us show up, you put out a cooler full of drinks, you have a bar set up, and then you're part of the party.
You really don't need anything else.
Nope.
I mean, really, I think the entire planet could, you know, just live on pizza.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I
breakfast,
eat it probably
lunch,
6 days
dinner.
A week.
Yeah. So you are the pizza maker. To me, it's a fine art. Not everybody can make a good pizza. What's your story?
So I went into a pizza restaurant after high school looking to like make a little bit of extra cash. And the guy just ended up wanting me to make pizza because he saw that I had really good drive, really good motivation, you know, in my work. And then it eventually just bloomed into me working for one of the biggest catering companies in Connecticut.
Okay.
And now I'm working for them, and, you know, it's been going really well from there. I've been making pizza probably for over 10 years now.
Uh-huh.
And, I mean, it's gotten to the point now where I go home and I dream about different combinations.
Oh, I bet you do. You know? I bet you do. Can you make special combinations if people decide maybe for their wedding they want to commemorate their time in Hawaii and they want a pineapple and luau
Absolutely.
Pizza? You can do it for
yep.
them.
If they have Nutella and marshmallows, we can make a Nutella and marshmallow pizza for them.
Oh, I bet there's lots of kids that want that. So there's a little bit of a story behind the owner and how she kind of was like a Ivy League or something, and
yep.
then she like ditched all that to, you know, to start a pizza
to
company.
To pursue this, yep.
Tell us a little bit of that. I find
so
it
So she went to Arizona State, and, you know, I guess the initial setup was going to be her in an office building, do, you know, typical office work, and she really didn't want to do any of that. You know, she thought it was much more exciting to go out and, you know, have a different environment on, you know, each of the work days as opposed to going in and working in the same place every day. And she just eventually found it a love for the pizza truck.
Yes, and that's and she her whole life changed, and
yep.
now she's got the family working for her and everything. If somebody wants to order the Big Green Truck, New York, to come to a party near them, how do they do it? What's their best way to do it?
So the best thing to do would probably be to call in, let them know what date that you would want the truck for,
mm-hmm.
and then we would go over pricing and, you know, travel fees and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, if you have designated area where you'd want the truck, where, you know, it might be an issue to, you know, maybe get the truck in there, we could show up a day before, take a look at it, you know, map out everything, and then, you know, the truck will show up, and we're there for about 4 hours. We do salad, pizza, cappuccino, espresso, gelato, and it's the whole kit and caboodle all wrapped up in one thing.
Oh, so it's not just the pizza. You can get salads, too, and
yep.
stuff to make it a little more, you know, that's all you need.
That's
really,
it.
Truly, that's it. Wade Haskins, you've got a great job, and you obviously do a good job. That pizza was unbelievable.
Thank you.
Thank you so
appreciate
much.
That very much.
Yes.
Thank you.
Give us the website to find you also.
BigGreenTruck.com.
BigGreenTruck.com.
Also, you can find us on Instagram at BigGreenTruckNY.
Big Green Truck NY. All right, great stuff. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Joining us today at the Women in Food, Beverage, and Hospitality, a fantastic event right here at the VIP Country Club in New Rochelle, overlooking the water. Lots going on, and people are going to be honored today as well. It's so much fun. I'm Laura Smith, and this is Westchester Talk Radio.
Your booth is one of many at a trade show. So how do you get yours to stand out? How do you improve your ROI? How do you generate high-value show leads? You call Skyline Genesis Event Marketing, experts at producing world-class trade show displays, providing solutions designed to give your company's booth and brand an edge, to make your exhibit compelling, to craft an event experience like no other. Boost your trade show ROI, supercharge your lead generation, and give your company the advantage it deserves. Learn more about Skyline Genesis Event Marketing at SkylineGenesis.com.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, where we're broadcasting live today from the VIP Country Club in New Rochelle. We are being produced by Shark Creative, and we're also brought to you in part by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Wartburg, Genesis Exhibits, Facelifts Remodeling, and the White Plains YMCA. Well, why are we here? A really good reason. Lots of delicious ones, too. Women in Food, Beverage, and Hospitality. It's a fantastic networking event and where businesses get to come in. Women who run these businesses with all their fantastic wares and beautiful places to go and visit. I don't know. There's something about a woman's touch, if you ask me, whether it's in business or in home. I'm very excited to talk to someone today whom I have had the pleasure of meeting before, and actually I have visited her beautiful, beautiful new business in Mamaroneck. I'm from Larchmont, so lived 17 years in Mamaroneck. So Delia Welty is the owner of Hidden Realms. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
So congratulations on your opening. It was just this summer, wasn't it?
Yes, we had a grand opening on September 8th, actually. It was
a beautiful open house. Oh, and I was traveling, so I missed it because I saw it in your flyer there. It's a beautiful center, and it really incorporates some of the latest modalities in, what would you call them, healing or spa services? What do you call them?
I would call it wellness.
Wellness.
Everything we offer is to enhance your current wellness routine. For example, we offer yoga programs and meditation classes, and we also offer healing rooms like the Pink Salt Healing Room.
Love it.
As well as a far infrared sauna.
Yes. Now, just for, you know, in general education, tell us the benefits of the salt cave or the salt room and also of the infrared. I'm curious to know what they are.
Well, the salt room is terrific because salt naturally emits negative ions, which help to combat the collection of positive ions that we gather in our daily life from Wi-Fi, from microwaves, from hair dryers, commercial air conditioners. So those things tend to suppress the immune system and cause fatigue.
Interesting.
So the salt will naturally neutralize that. And also we have something called a halogenator, which is a salt machine. It pulverizes medical grade salt and you breathe it in. And so it's terrific for healing lung disorders like pneumonia or colds and flu, bronchitis, allergy season's coming up. So it's a terrific healing modality, natural.
Yes. And salt is also, I've heard, like a natural antibiotic or antibacterial.
Correct.
Antibacterial.
Salt is antibiotic, antimicrobial, and antifungal. So there are no germs growing in the salt room.
Yes.
And it also helps because you're breathing that in, so it is going to break up the mucus in your lungs. Mm-hmm. It's going to clear out your throat, your sinuses. Mm-hmm. So it's a terrific natural element for healing purposes. And the more you use it, the better the result will be.
Yes, and this is not your Morton's white salt. We're talking about Himalayan sea salt, correct?
Correct. So the walls are made of Himalayan salt bricks.
Yes.
And the floor also is coarse grain pink salt.
Mm-hmm.
So there's about 3,000 pounds of salt in my salt room. And the pink light is just very soothing. It's like staring at a fireplace or a candle.
Yes.
It's a very, very soothing environment. And plus, we also have the opportunity to do gentle yoga in there.
Oh.
And we do crystal bowl healings, which is a sound vibrational healing.
Love that.
And we also just offer time for R&R.
Okay, which we all need, especially in this part of the world where we are overbooked, overstressed people, and Hidden Realms is really pretty. I walked in there, and you have got it just set up beautifully.
Thank you.
It's really an oasis.
Welcoming, correct. It's an oasis. It's to get you out of your mind, get you out of your busy lifestyle, and really take some time to care for yourself. So that's the part of wellness that we often ignore, is caring for me.
Yes.
I need to quiet myself. I need to relax.
Right.
I need to be among other people who also want to relax.
Yes.
And we offer a lot of opportunity in Hidden Realms to do so. In fact, every room at Hidden Realms was designed to offer rest and relaxation, whether it's a yoga program with the extended shavasana or rest period at the end,
yes,
or whether it's the salt room or the sauna is another opportunity to sit.
Oh, you have sauna too.
Right, and be still and listen to the music and get the healing frequency of the infrared.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, we do meditation classes all the time.
Which is wonderful. Tell me a little bit about infrared.
So infrared is a frequency that comes naturally from the sun. So the sauna that we have does not blow hot air on you so that you sweat, you know, profusely. So we have a particular brand of infrared sauna. It's called Sunlighten. It's the only one on the market that has three frequencies of infrared: far, near, and mid. And so when you combine all three frequencies, you get powerful healing programs like weight loss, detoxification, cardiovascular, anti-aging, pain loss, or what we call simply sweat, which is turn it up to 158 degrees,
mm-hmm,
and sit for a half hour or 40 minutes.
Yeah, really cleansing. This is just wonderful stuff. How can people find you? How do they call you for the different programs?
So you can go to www.hiddenrealmswellness.com or call 914-835-3929. We're happy to help you out and find some peace.
Delia Welty, thank you very much, and congratulations. You'll see me soon.
Excellent. Looking forward.
I'll be coming for sure. That's called Hidden Realms, again, in Mamaroneck on the Boston Post Road in Mamaroneck, kind of catty-corner to Healthy Fit Gym for Women. Well, once again, we're at the VIP Country Club in New Rochelle for the Women in Food, Beverage, and Hospitality. Hidden Realms definitely being hospitality and then some. I'm Laura Smith, and this is Westchester Talk Radio.
With a diverse population and close proximity to New York City, there's no better place to do business than Westchester County. And the Office of Economic Development is in business to help you do business in Westchester. From services and programs to help businesses just starting out or expanding, to incentives for businesses looking to remain in or relocate to Westchester, we help businesses thrive in Westchester. Find out what the Office of Economic Development can do for your business. Just click business.westchestergov.com to learn more.
Somers to Yonkers, Tarrytown to Portchester.
We've got Westchester covered.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, where we're broadcasting live today from the VIP Country Club in New Rochelle, New York. Well, we're produced by Shark Creative, and we're made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Durante Rentals, Reverso Associates, J.P. McHale Pest Management, Michael Labriola Incorporated, and Salem Golf Club, a lush panorama of rich, beautiful hills and a new pool, actually, as well. Salem Golf Club is a very beautiful place, and it just so happens I'm today at Women in Food, Beverage, and Hospitality. It's an incredible event. So many women with amazingly very successful businesses, products, and also roles within their companies. And I'm speaking right now with Melissa Sears. She is one of them. She is the food and beverage manager at Salem Golf Club. So welcome.
Thank you.
Yes, a great friend to Westchester Talk Radio, Salem Golf Club. You're the food and beverage manager. That's a big job for, I mean, a club, I would imagine.
It is.
So it's nonstop kind of morning, noon, and night?
It is nonstop morning, noon, and night from April to November. Absolutely.
Oh, April to November. Oh, because of the golf schedule.
Because of golf schedule,
yeah.
Yes.
I don't play golf, so I don't think like that. Okay, April to November. And so Salem Golf Club, they have obviously a full array of, they have the dining room and things like that. So, but they also have lunch services and everything for the club itself.
Sure. We have a grill room that's wonderful for our golfers, as well as a main dining room, ballroom. Our new pool facility has a cafe out there as well.
Have fun.
We've been very busy with that this season.
I bet. So I guess it's all now the whole family can enjoy the Salem Golf Club. It's not just, you know, the guys who golf or the moms who golf. It's the whole family because of the pool.
Absolutely. We've really gotten a whole new dynamic as in our club right now with more families, younger families that we're seeing for the first time. We've had many gentlemen join our club in the past, and now we have this great draw for families.
Yes.
With our pool, our children's facilities, our golf and game simulator. We do have also a number of family events. We just did a Margaritaville party where people came and were floating in the pool, and we had a great barbecue by the pool. Lots and lots of families participated in that. We just look forward to more events like that in the future.
So gone are the days of sort of you get the vision of, you know, the golf clubs and very quiet and pristine and everything. It sounds like it's really a different vibe right now with Salem Golf Club.
It really is. I mean, we do still honor the pristine, quiet environment, and we feel that there's a time and a place for those events, and we do still honor them with our golfer traditions. Like we have our Ryder Cup event this weekend, but we do also like to promote family-focused activities and a little bit more of a casual, a little bit more of a casual attire club. Mm-hmm. Come in your fancy jeans and pretty necklaces and join us. And it's not as stuffy and
sort of traditional.
Traditional, yes. For lack of a better word.
Exactly. That's wonderful. And how's the food at Salem Golf Club? Is it good? Do you have great chefs?
Oh, Chef Chad makes amazing food every single day. He comes up with these great new menus. We are actually going to be having our fall menu come out next Tuesday, and we're just excited for some of his new creations.
That's great. Someone you can rely on to really make it interesting and exciting every year. Well, thank you so much, Melissa. Salem Golf Club is located, what is the address?
It is 18 Bloomer Road, North Salem, New York.
All right, North Salem, New York. Correct. Great. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful fall.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. And here again, once again, at the Women in Food, Beverage, and Hospitality at the VIP Country Club in New Rochelle, New York. I'm Laura Smith for Westchester Talk Radio.
Contractors, can't find the construction equipment you need?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. Durante Rentals has it all, from skid steers to cement mixers, light towers to mini excavators, generators to scissor lifts. Our equipment is always available and always well-maintained.
Are you worried about employee downtime due to equipment delivery delays?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. At Durante Rentals, on-time delivery of your construction equipment is our priority.
Is your job site located in New York, New Jersey, or Connecticut?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. With 7 metro area locations, Durante Rentals has got you covered.
Do you want to be treated as more than just a number?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. As a family-owned business, customer service has always been Durante Rentals' number one priority.
Are you looking to save time and money on your next construction project?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. The friendly and knowledgeable staff at Durante Rentals makes renting equipment easy and affordable.
With locations in Mount Vernon, the Bronx, West Nyack, Flushing, Queens, Carmel, Elmsford, and Brewster, call Durante Rentals at 1-800-DURANTI or click DuranteRentals.com.
Durante Rentals, the most dependable name in construction equipment rentals, sales, parts, and service. Call 1-800-DURANTI today.
You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio,
powered by Shark Media, a division of Shark Creative,
and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center.
Visit safesecurevinyl.com.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, where we're broadcasting live from the VIP Country Club in New Rochelle, New York. We're produced today by Shark Creative, and we're made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, also Hightower Westchester, White Plains Hospital, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Robeson, and Accorda Therapeutics. Well, we're here for a really very wonderful event today. It is the Women in Food, Beverage, and Hospitality, overlooking the Long Island Sound on a beautiful day. Lots of women in these incredible businesses. I mean, they range the full gamut here with food, beverage, and hospitality. We have everything from Hidden Realms, the health and wellness center with Salt Cave and infrared and sauna and meditation, to the Big Green Truck, which is a pizza company that comes to you. It's just so much and in between. But I met a lovely lady walking around, and she had the great generosity to offer me a glass of the most most delicious cider, apple cider, that is. And she's affiliated with the cider mill of Thompson and Bender, which is also a marketing firm. We're going to talk to Valerie Hovasapien right now. Hi, Valerie. Thank you for joining me.
Hi, my pleasure.
So, okay, you really work with Thompson and Bender as the marketing PR firm, but today you're representing, they have a side business in the cider?
Yes. Two of the partners, Jeffrey Thompson and Elizabeth Bracken Thompson, own a cider mill, which is on the property of their home, and it's been operating for about 40 years.
Or did they take it over?
By Jeffrey Thompson, since he started making cider as a hobby in 1976.
How cool.
And he built a cider mill barn, and it expanded from there. So 40 years going strong, and about maybe a year ago, he was voted best tasting cider in the Hudson Valley.
It's delicious. Mm-hmm. It really is delicious.
And also about within the last 2 years, he started branching off into hard cider, as so many people, so many small companies are doing.
Yes. You
know, he's sort of one of the original cider masters in the area, having been in the business so long. So
absolutely. It's a natural rollout, I would say. So the hard cider, a little bit more on the alcoholic side, but it's not heavy in alcohol, right?
No, 7%? It's about 7%. So it's, you know, it's like drinking a, you know, a stout beer, perhaps.
Yeah.
Maybe a little more than an IPA would be, and a little less than wine would be. And it's sparkling, so it makes a very nice option to either beer or wine.
What's not to love?
Exactly.
Fresh apples, some bubbles, and a little alcohol.
Yes.
Okay.
And we make it from our cider, the cider we've been making 40 years, you know, which is a blend of maybe up to 20 different varieties, including many heirloom and antique varieties of apples.
Oh, so there's not just one standard.
Right.
So it's based on the different apple.
Mm-hmm. And as the season goes on and more varieties come out, the cider kind of gets sweeter and more complex as it goes on. And so we then use the cider to ferment it into the hard cider, you know, and bottle it. And, you know, it doesn't, once it's bottled and sealed, it doesn't need to be refrigerated the way the sweet cider does.
Oh, I see. So I would imagine, am I right or wrong? Is cider good for you?
Absolutely. Another benefit to some people maybe who have celiac disease or gluten intolerant is it is gluten-free.
Okay.
So I'm going to go out on a limb and say cider is absolutely good for you. Apple a day or a glass of apple cider a day.
Absolutely. I love that. And you know what? I just had a glass and there's something about the freshness.
Yes.
Of the taste. That how do you even put your finger on freshness? You know, we're so used to eating stuff that's kind of heavily processed,
right,
and things like that.
This is about as fresh and clean as you can get. We just made it this past weekend. It is you know, I it's not organic in the sense that you know, it's maybe not certified organic, but it's about as natural as you can get. Okay. It's not pasteurized, but it's treated with the UV light, you know, to which is New York State standard.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very good for you.
Wonderful stuff to take home. My mom actually freezes her apple cider. You can do that, right?
Absolutely. We tell our customers you may want to open it, pour a little off the top, and then it freezes very well and it thaws and it tastes just as it did before you froze it.
Absolutely. So give us the full name again, where people can find it,
sure,
and the website.
So we're Thompson Cider Mill. We're located in Croton on Hudson, New York.
Mm-hmm.
We are open on weekends from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. every Saturday and Sunday. We're open on certain holidays during the fall, like we're open Thanksgiving Day.
Oh, wow.
At our cider mill, we also sell some baked goods like pies. We sell fresh local honey that is actually made from the bees that are brought to our orchard every year to pollinate.
Oh, I see.
And we sell local maple syrup. And then, of course, we sell our apples, and we sell our apples, including many heirloom varieties. And now we're selling the hard cider. You can also find the hard cider in some local restaurants here in Westchester. We're kind of expanding that now. You can get it at River Market and at some of restaurants in Croton on Hudson.
Absolutely wonderful. Thompson's with an S?
Yes, I'm sorry. Our website is Thompson's CiderMill.com.
Thompson.
With an S, okay. No apostrophe.
No apostrophe. ThompsonCiderMill.com. Wonderful. Valerie Hovasapien, thank you so much for turning me on to this delicious, wonderful, natural product here. Thompson Cider, right in Croton. It's fantastic stuff. Thank you
My
very
pleasure.
Much.
Thanks for having me.
Have a great fall.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, apple picking? Do you do apple picking?
No, sorry. No
that's
public
okay.
apple picking.
Just wondering, because a lot of people do that, but that's okay, because yeah. you can go there, get your pies and everything for Thanksgiving
yep.
meals and perfect.
Apples that are already picked.
Apples that are already picked for you. There you go, from the VIP Country Club in New Rochelle, New York, at the Women in Food, Beverage, and Hospitality event. I'm Laura Smith for Westchester Talk Radio.
Thank you, listener. Yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, Durante Rentals, Michael Labriola, Inc., Oak Ridge Staffing, Emma's Ale House, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the Pete and others, too. And now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends. Bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better. Shark.